To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
It all starts with just one thing. Upgrade your bulbs to LEDs, and not only will you save money on power, but the long lifespan of LEDs isn't affected by being turned on and off, like other bulbs. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Want to get fit while helping kids who have cancer? Join Team One Step. We support Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services and are now forming teams for four different events. Our new month-long Step Challenge, the Walker-Friendly Chicago Half Marathon, or 5K, and the sold-out Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Team One Step will give you the motivation and tools to get fit and help change the life of a child with cancer by sending them to camp. Join Team One Step and become a hero to a kid with cancer. Sign up now or learn more at teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220 to learn more.
There are a lot of things you can do at the auto show. Like get cozy in the heated front seats in a Hyundai Kona. Check out the panoramic sunroof in the stylish Sonata. Listen to the Infiniti premium audio in the new Tucson. Charge your smartphone wirelessly in the innovative Elantra. Or play with the hands-free smart lift gate on the Santa Fe. In fact, about the only thing you can't do at the auto show is get a great deal on a new Hyundai. No worries, because the special savings on our award-winning lineup of cars and SUVs is as close as your local Hyundai dealer. So hurry into the Hyundai Auto Show bonus event going on now, before these awesome offers are all gone. Right now, for a limited time only, during the Hyundai Auto Show bonus event, lease the 2019 Kona for $169 a month, or lease the 2019 Tucson for $189 a month. Visit your local Chicago or Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Need a little sweet in the office this morning? Pick up some new donut sticks from McCafe. Sweet, golden brown dough, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, and made fresh every morning. It's a little sweet you can share. Kind of like saying, Happy Monday, and actually meaning it. Bringing homemade cookies for the break room, or laughing when the boss cracks the old working hard or hardly working joke for the eighth time this week. New donut sticks from McCafe. A little sweet to go with your coffee. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
.com now. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We have a group of names kind of in a cloud of names kind of in the middle.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yeah, I got to tell you, I really think it would be great if the Bears kind of went for it. And I know that...
Be aggressive, stay aggressive.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And we'll hear from Ryan Pace later today on this station at 11 o'clock. Matt Nagy first at 10.
And David, there is a lot of opportunity. Excuse me. David, there is a lot of opportunity. Play it again, Sam.
We're fired up about that.
Yeah, we're fired up about that. There's a ton of opportunity this year. When other teams are having problems, personnel issues, when you have Le'Veon Bell in his situation, when you have Antonio Brown in his situation, these are things that a good team can somehow take advantage of. And I know it's very unlikely, and I know that it's odds are not going to happen. But I would advocate investigating all those situations. Well, I would advocate making sure that you're doing not just due diligence, but you're a part of any conversations going on around the league.
Let's face it. The Bears are where they are because of someone falling into their lap.
Khalil Mack. Exactly right. Yep.
They were prepared to strike. They heard all summer long about how it wasn't feasible to go get Khalil Mack. They didn't have enough to offer, and they didn't do this, and he was going to stay in Oakland, and John Gruden's telling fans, oh, we're going to get this worked out. Ryan Pace was ready, because when the opportunity came, he seized the moment. And I think that's what you're talking about. So if you are clearing cap space for financial flexibility, and right now it seems very implausible to think, okay, Antonio Brown, pipe dream. Le'Veon Bell, no way. You don't know.
Right.
You just don't know.
No, you got to be in on everything.
You got to be in the mindset everything. That you're ready to strike yeah. because this is the you're only going to be in a situation where you have a rookie contract for Mitch Trubisky that allows you to be aggressive contractually for other players.
But I think we need to have a sober conversation about how they ended up with Khalil Mack. I don't think that they were lying in the weeds, laying in wait. I don't think that this was some master plan.
No. Yeah.
But my point is this. Why were they the team that they traded with? Why did Oakland want draft picks?
They expected
from the
them
Bears?
To be bad.
Because the Bears, you know, their strategy of being absolute crap for four or five, whatever the hell, however long it has
they
been.
They played it perfectly.
Yes. Exactly.
They played that it perfectly.
That, you make it sound
They
like,
were just bad enough to be attractive.
They were bad. And yes. they were thought to be bad. And it was thought that their defense was good because the coordinator was good and that he was making chicken salad. Mm-hmm. And I think that what occurred here is that you had Oakland, they're shopping for picks. They're looking at different things. They don't have the cash in hand to get the deal done. They lacked the amount of money up front it would take to get a $100 million deal done. That's basically what happened. And so they end up shopping for deals, and they're like, oh, the Bears? Oh, that'll be – we'll definitely
that's
get
a – first round pick.
That's a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
So we get top 10 picks for a couple of years. Right? They did not – I don't think they accounted for how good – John Gruden didn't account for how good Khalil Mack was and could be. And it was funny during the year when he'd be like, another strip sack? What? Like, I don't think they saw that coming at all. I don't think that they imagined that the Bears would be that good. And I think the Bears came into last year with a couple of positions that were major holes, the biggest of which was pass rusher. And somehow, and I think a lot of it was luck and a big mistake made by Oakland, and obviously the money problem that Oakland had. That's how they wound up with an in his prime future Hall of Fame pass rusher at their biggest position of need.
It all came together.
And it changed everything about
that team. It changed everything, and I think when you had the quarterback make a step forward, and I think that's what 2018 did represent for Mr. Trubisky, was a step forward. Now he's got to take a bigger leap, and the Bears have to help him do that by getting him some more weapons, by getting him an offensive line, which they have done. Now they've devoted resources. They've restructured Kyle Long. They locked up Bobby Massey. They believe in this offensive line because it's going to give them stability and continuity if it stays healthy to protect Mitch Trubisky. The question will be running back. What will they do to make that position more dynamic? I'm not talking about Tariq Cohen, but he's not a guy that you want to give the ball to 20 times a game. You want to get a guy at running back that can do for you all season long what Jordan Howard offered in December. Somebody you can rely upon to move the chains and you want more than that.
Start with Jordan Howard.
Okay.
Right? You have Jordan Howard.
You do.
Okay. Now, what do you plan? Now, he comes dirt cheap, but you have a decision to make on him after the season. So you have a couple of opportunities here. One, you could take him and try to get some sort of draft, just anything out of the draft for him, but you wouldn't get value because everybody at this point of year, when you're going into draft time, everybody's got these little fantasies about who they can get and how they're going to draft a guy. And oh, I saw this guy run and did you get the 40 time on that guy? You just fall in love with different players and you don't think, boy, I really need Jordan Howard. You think I can get a guy in the draft just like they did. So you hang on to him. And then when you get closer to the trade, they turned down,
third round pick
from two different offers, something like that?
Yes, two offers for a third round pick for Jordan Howard during the season.
Yes, and they had to because they were better than they thought they'd be. And they knew that if anything happened, if anything had gone awry, then what, right?
I agree with you with an asterisk. I think that he's a guy that you have to go into this offseason with that philosophy. But you go into free agency with an open mind, and you go into if you have room on your payroll and the right price for the right guy comes across, you go you go after him. And I also think you go into the draft with the same mentality. So if you end up with a free agent and a third round pick that you feel like fits, and you're sitting there in the third round after you've chosen in the fourth round and you get an offer for Jordan Howard, you listen. I think you listen. You're flexible. You're not married to the idea of not dealing him before the season starts. If he's still there on the roster in week one, then you make the best of the situation. But I don't think you have to, you don't resign yourself to the idea that that's all you have at running back is the same combination that you had last year, because I think you can get better. You can get more dynamic at running back.
312-644-6767. And we have a lot of people saying things like, Antonio Brown is a cancer in the locker room. Antonio Brown is kind of a type. We've seen wide receivers like that in the NFL before. We have. It's just he's a kind of a type.
You feel better about it, though, when you have a coach who's established himself as a guy that can make those types fit into a winning culture.
And you have a locker room that you feel has a lot of character in it. So you can afford to sort of take on a Terrell Owens type and manage to get through a couple of 3 years with it. And a guy like that, a guy like Antonio Brown is a problem if you're not winning.
Well, people like
when you're winning, he's going to be okay.
People like to pile on Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell when it comes to the Steelers. We're talking about character issues. How about the quarterback? How many times has that guy been in trouble with the law and thrown teammates under the bus and said dumb things?
Not Trubisky.
No, Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Big Ben, not Little Mitch.
I think we knew who you
okay.
meant. Are we calling him Little Mitch?
No.
He's not very little. He's a pretty good guy.
That doesn't seem like a compliment.
Okay.
But compared to the offensive lineman / quarterback, I understand the nickname. Brian is on the road. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Wanted to talk about Gruden and Mac situation, but you brought up the Steelers mess. How much more of a mess is it now for any free agent that wants to go in there that might not like Ben Roethlisberger, and all of a sudden you have the owner coming out saying that, yeah, Big Ben can criticize his teammates if he wants to. It's like, are you serious? Do you not realize what mess you have with not telling Big Ben that, hey, yeah, you're part of the problem too, buddy. But going on to the whole Gruden and Max thing, yeah, you got to look at the pros and the cons on Oakland's side. You're talking about how Gruden, every time he sees the strip sack, he cringes. But for the contract that Max got, he came into a really good defense that the Bears have already, not knowing what Oakland has. But do you think also Gruden kind of smiles a little bit when he sees Mac not able to play because of an injury? And he goes,
"Yeah,
all that money that I just saved.
Brian,
I mean, there's that other side.
Brian, let me ask you something. What does he have to get done in the draft? What position does John Gruden have to draft?
The whole team?
he has to draft a wide receiver. He traded a wide receiver. He has to draft a pass rusher. He traded a Hall of Fame pass rusher.
It's hard to find a great one.
He might have to draft a quarterback because
you might not like Cooper money too, though.
Listen, but the fact is, picking up all these first round draft picks and having all these draft picks, all these needs now because you traded away star players.
You're redrafting.
That's it. You've decided I'm in a rebuild. I got a 10-year deal. I'm redrafting the whole damn team.
Thanks, Brian. Hey, let me ask you about a running back before we close this football loop out. Tevin Coleman is also a free agent. He's a guy that's from Chicago. He has Oak Forest ties. He's a guy that with the Falcons was very productive. Yeah.
Does he know about the 40s? Can he tell you? Can he rattle off the names of Bears legends?
Beyond his football nostalgia or the hometown fit, does he fit the offense? Is he a guy at 25 years old would be a guy that you would look at as a cheaper alternative to Le'Veon Bell, a more dynamic maybe upgrade from Jordan Howard, a guy that might be in this offense even better than he was in Atlanta?
I mean,
how expensive?
What are you exactly? What are you talking about? What are we talking about in terms of price? And these are the things you have to balance. What are you not going to get, or what are you not going to be able to keep when you make? It's just like a little math problem,
right?
It's kind of a jigsaw puzzle.
It's a budget
of dollars, and you got to just kind of fit them all in and get the best team you can. But But again, whenever there is someone available, you've got to be right there and you got to be lining it up and you got to be figuring it out. And you can't be the one that is just getting lucky with a trade. You got to be the one that is actively trying to make this happen and not by losing for four consecutive years to put yourself in a good position.
We'll hear a little bit more about the priority list later today. I'm looking forward to hearing what Nagy and Ryan Pace has to say.
You know what else is interesting, David, is think about the Green Bay Packers, right? Where are their draft picks? They have two draft picks, and you got the Bears gave up what turned out to be the number 24 pick in this year's draft and another pick next year that with any luck at all based on how this team – again, you need a little bit of you need the ball to go through the uprights this year, and that draft pick would have been worse. But the Bears should be a pretty damn good team. I know the schedule moves into an elite-type level, but they won, what, 12 games out of nowhere? It was completely – not completely unexpected, but pretty unexpected. And now expectations change. The schedule gets a little bit tougher, but you should be getting better. The quarterback should be better. They were in the first year of that offense. They should be better. They should get more out of the wide receiver. They should. Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned the Packers. They'll make four picks before the Bears make their first.
Exactly.
And they'll have two in the first round, 12th and 30th overall. They're going to be restocking. And it may not be ready to, you know, make an impact next year as rookies, but that's a team that's looking at this draft as an opportunity to make their roster different than it was.
What was their offer for Khalil Mack? Because it would be the 12th and the 30th pick, as opposed to the 24th pick this year. And God knows
they weren't
going to
have the
12th.
Nobody thought they were going to be as bad as they were.
No, but no one thought the Bears would be as good as they are.
That's why the NFL is great. Every year you just don't know.
If this works out the way the Bears it should, the 24th pick will be the highest one of the two first-round picks they give up for Khalil Mack.
But the Bears' surprise of last season should be the reminder that that keeps them aggressive for next season.
That's exactly
right. You never know what's going to happen in the league.
That's exactly right. Okay, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor, and we'll have a civil discussion with them next. Malian Hall on the Score.
Cubs and Sox fans, all next week, listen to our live coverage of spring training in Arizona with Bernstein and McKnight and Mack and Parkins covering both the Cubs and the Sox. Plus, a special show with Molly and Hall live from Sloan Park. Don't miss out as the guys bring a little spring to Chicago. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio...
Hi, Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's been cleaning out our closets, holding each item to see if it ignites delight.
And?
We're not so delighted.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now. Get delightful new styles for the family and 30% off your entire purchase, 40% off when you use or open and use an Old Navy credit card.
40% off?
And here's another way to ignite delight. Buy online and pick up in store for free.
Talk about cleaning up.
Hurry, it ends Sunday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 2/27-3/3. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, and jewelry. 40% offer subject to credit card approval. See stores or OldNavy.com for details.
For a limited time at Sprint, get $50 for each new phone you lease when you switch. That's right. You'll get $50 for each new phone on a prepaid MasterCard issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. Get a network built for unlimited and a great price at Sprint. It's the best of both worlds. And get $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each phone you lease. Visit a Sprint store this weekend only for sizzling Sprint Saturday deals.
Card terms, conditions, and expiration apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
John Paxson with us.
Anybody can be critical of us, but I'll give you an example. And I know that no one likes to hear me or anyone else point back in time. But when we did have money and we had a very good basketball team with Derek and those guys, we were in the game for LeBron and those guys. Now, obviously, we didn't win out. But we were in the game. But we have to be realistic. We can't make decisions with the hope that something like that will happen. We have to be realistic in where we're at in this development. And we're not making excuses. This is very hard for our fan base. We understand it's very hard for us to be here. But we have to remain patient. You know, we can't make decisions that are going to be long-term mistakes for us at this point in time.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Need a little sweet in the office this morning? Pick up some new donut sticks from McCafe. Sweet, golden brown dough, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, and made fresh every morning. It's a little sweet you can share.
kind of like saying happy Monday and actually meaning it. Bringing homemade cookies for the break room or laughing when the boss cracks the old working hard or hardly working joke for the eighth time this week. New donut sticks from McCafe, a little sweet to go with your coffee for a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in?